You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, there are a lot of medications out there aimed at boosting sex drive for men and women, but there may be more negative side effects than meet the eye. We'll learn more coming up. First, we continue our summer music series set list. We invited artists from all over the Midwest into the WPR studios for interviews and exclusive musical performances. They're airing every Friday at this time until Labor Day weekend. Today, we feature the Eau Claire band Idle Empress. They recently stopped by our studio to play songs from their latest album and talk about the wealth of music coming out of Eau Claire. Idle Empress, thanks a lot for joining us up here in Buck's studio.
Thanks for having us.
Well, let's start with the origin story of the band. Lauren, if you could start us off, what led to putting Idle Empress together?
I had been friends with Josh and Elliot for a while, and I think there's one time a couple years ago when we had a bunch of friends get together and just jam. And then I was playing a lot of solo shows, and I played with Josh's band Softly Dear for a while. And I don't know, we just decided to try playing my original songs and making it work, and it just fit really well together. We were already pretty good pals, so yeah.
And Josh, Lauren mentioned that you're playing together. It was fun, and that this is the first time I've seen you live, but other things I've read said it seems like you're having a lot of fun, and it does.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of fun. Pretty easy.
Yeah.
And Elliot, you're all playing in that Eau Claire scene. Have you all been around with this band and that kind of?
Yeah, well, Lauren and I grew up in Eau Claire. We went through the K-12 system and stuck around after, and we met Josh after we graduated from high school. And then, yeah, just been clicked together in the same scene since then.
And Lauren, tell us about, you've got this new EP out. Tell us about what went into putting that together.
We had most of the songs for a few months, probably 4 months or so. We've been playing them, and then we recorded with our friend Leo in Eau Claire, Leo Stry. He did all the recording and mastering, all the engineering, and we just recorded it at his house. It was a pretty fun, relaxed way to record. We did a lot of live takes, and yeah, it was nice.
A lot of live takes as opposed to doing, the drum track and the bass track and so on.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like, from what I've heard of the EP, I'd call it a consistent sound. You almost were coming in with a theme in mind. In the songwriting, first of all, Lauren, was that how you approached it?
I don't think it was necessarily intentional. It's just kind of the way that it came out, because I wrote most of the songs from the EP within a 3-month time period. I was in a certain just place in my life when I wrote most of the music, so I guess it just reflected that, where I was at that time.
And songs like Winter and mm-hmm. things like that, was this a snapshot of your life?
A lot of seasonal depression and other good stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. And then musically, let's bring Josh back in on this, creating a consistent sound for it as well as the themes of the lyrics. Was that intentional or just kind of where your heads were at the time?
I think it was definitely where our heads were. We were playing together before this band even started, just jamming, and we were kind of able to connect our brains,
Yeah.
So it was fun. And then, the sound as far as recording the album, we did a lot of live takes, and that kind of probably contributed to the
organic feel of it, I'd say.
And had you played live much before you hit the studio?
Only a little bit.
We
played a few gigs in Eau Claire, mm-hmm. just kind of dipping our toes in those waters. But we kind of went to the studio pretty soon after we started the mm-hmm. band and knew we wanted to, it was summer and we had a great summer together, and we were all feeling very productive and wanted to do this.
Straight in line to what's behind and what we chose to keep lies a
Let's talk about Eau Claire as a musical home for you and for a lot of other people. You two said you went to school together at Eau Claire. Mm-hmm. So talk about the Eau Claire scene, both of you, a little bit. What's it like coming of age as a musician in that really vibrant, now like famous music town?
Well, I remember being like 14 and going downtown and just like seeing signs for shows and checking it out for the first time. Mm-hmm. And like those first moments of just understanding the wealth of music that we have in our city, though it is like sort of low-key more and a bit, I don't know, it's not on the scale of like Minneapolis, Madison, or Chicago, obviously. So it's like weekend comes, there's going to be a show, you get there, and then all of a sudden there's this huge community of everyone that supports each other. Mm-hmm. Once you're in it, it just feel a lot of love, I guess.
Yeah.
You mentioned compared to Madison. And Madison, a bigger place and maybe more places to play, but I think if you talk to people around the country, they're going to talk about bands from Eau Claire before they talk about bands from mm-hmm. Madison.
It's kind of funny how, I don't know, Eau Claire has made a name for itself. I mean, obviously because of Bon Iver. But yeah, I think people are starting to focus on new music that's coming out of Eau Claire. Yeah, we've gotten a lot of just random write-ups from blogs that we didn't send music to just because they've been looking and like watching for Eau Claire stuff, which is pretty fun.
Tell me my love is blinded, but you're the only thing I see.
And what's it like taking it on the road around Wisconsin? Do you see real differences in the scene from one place to another? Let's bring you back in, Josh.
Yeah, I think, you know, every city is a little different. And I got to do quite a bit of touring with my last band and see the region. However, you know, you can still find the same spirit in every town that we experience in Eau Claire. Like Elliot said, like, there's a lot of love everywhere, not just in Eau Claire.
Back to your music, Lauren, in addition to the overall sound, a lot of people, the first thing they mention is your voice. Can you talk about your history, how you became a singer?
I don't know. I was a really, really shy kid, and so I never sang in front of anybody. I think the first time I like sang in front of people was in eighth grade at like a talent show, but I did choir in high school. I didn't really do any voice lessons or anything. I just kind of messed around and sang along to the radio and stuff. I don't know. I don't really have much like training classically, but yeah, I did enjoy like doing choir and I did vocal jazz in high school.
What was that first performance like in eighth grade? I remember standing up in front of the auditorium with my saxophone for the first time, and man, oh man, there was a lot of vibrato.
It's
was it
scary.
Like that?
Yeah, I have still to this day horrible social anxiety, so performing is always like pretty spooky. But yeah, after the first, I'd say like few times I performed, it got a lot easier. But I used to get really, really sick before shows.
What did it take to get over that?
I think just like,
or to the set that you are
right,
over it.
Right. I think just making myself do it, and once I'm really shy, and talking is not the easiest thing for me, but I don't know, music just kind of makes sense to me, and it's easier for me to speak with music than with words, and so I feel more at home, like, with a guitar in my hands.
And you've performed, I could see, okay, you're up with a band with these guys, mm-hmm. and maybe there's that support group right there with mm-hmm. you, but you've done solo stuff, too.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah, just for fun.
And as you say, you're able to speak with music that you might not be able to get up in front of people and do a public speech.
Sure, yeah, definitely.
Do you guys feel any, I won't use the phrase performance anxiety, but anxiety before a performance? Is that part of your routine too?
It's, I feel comfortable like going up in front of people. It's like sometimes if there's just like one person, I'm way more nervous than if they're like 30 or 40. Mm-hmm. But in general, you get the nerves, but that means that you care about what you're doing, and then you just start, and then it goes, and you dive into it, stay in the moment, and it's great.
Do you have thoughts on a next recording now? I know I don't want to put pressure on you because this is just new out, but is there something you'd want to tackle with these guys or in another project?
Yeah. This summer, we're all living together in the same house, so I think it'll be a pretty productive summer. I'm hoping to get a full-length album down, hopefully. But yeah, we'll see. That's the plan as of now.
Yeah, musicians living together always works out really well. So I,
yeah.
But you guys like each other going in.
Yeah.
And is the idea, I mean, that you're going to be this sort of incredible music commune that you'll be, you know, it's dinner time and then jam time?
Uh-huh.
It's kind of that way. Well, we have like a house show venue in our basement. Mm. So just like rehearsal space and then just do shows right away. So in a sense, it is almost like an artist commune. There are some other people, like we have some like writers, photographer, actors living there too.
We're all just friends first and foremost, so it works out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. An organic thing.
Mm-hmm. So you could have just a full-on happening, really.
Yeah,
exactly. We're talking Haight Ashbury part two. No, just kidding.
All right, well, you guys, well, thanks a lot for coming up and playing for us in the studio.
Thanks so much. This is a blast.
That was the Eau Claire band Idle Empress. You can catch them performing live tonight at the Brewing Project in Eau Claire and later this summer at the Mile of Music Festival in Appleton. Setlist Summer Music Series airs every Friday at this time through Labor Day weekend. Support for Setlist comes from Hyde Music. For more about the artists featured on Setlist with songs and videos of their exclusive performances at our WPR studio, head over to wpr.org/setlist. Coming up, doctors are prescribing drugs to help treat low sex drive and other sexual conditions, but some say the dangers outweigh the benefits. I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time. And I told you things.